Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty radio show. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I'll be filling in for Bradley today. He and his family will be traveling up to Virginia, leaving out of our area, and so be in prayer for them as they head up to the area of Lynchburg for a talk there with Liberty University, and also I believe it's Richmond College that he'll also be speaking to. He spoke to a high school over in the Charlotte area this morning, and so if they're not on their way now, they'll be getting ready to go soon. So keep them in your prayers. You can find us online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com, and also sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can follow Bradley on Facebook at Bradley Dean. That's Bradley double E Dean on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. So welcome to the show. We want to thank you for tuning in and giving us your support and spending time with us for this hour. I want to take you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and remind you that in just under a month, excuse me, we'll be giving away a brand new Joshua MK5 ARAK hybrid rifle. It's like nothing you've seen before. It is a true ARAK hybrid semi-automatic rifle. We took time to shoot it a little bit yesterday. It is a great and accurate weapon. Internally, it is AK parts, shoots a 5.56, 223. round, and uses AR magazines. It's a great weapon. It really is. Very solid, very accurate. And Ryan and his team from Amendment Arms have graciously provided that to us, and we want to be able to give it to one of you. So head on over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Scroll down a little bit on the right. There in the sidebar, you'll see Win a Joshua MK5. Click on that and enter your email or enter by Facebook. And there's a couple of other things you can do to add extra entries for your chance at winning the Joshua MK5 in God's providence on tax day this year. That's April 15th. That will be the last day you can enter for that. We'll be doing the drawing at midnight and announce the winner the day after tax day. Well, let me take you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Lots of things that we have posted, like for you to take a look at, be informed about. Among those, Pamela Geller yesterday had an article called The Blueprint of How the Islamic Caliphate Will Be Implemented by 2020. Now, we're very optimistic here. Don't get us wrong. We believe Jesus is King. He's Lord. And we also believe he brings judgment upon a people, too. But you really ought to check that out. You ought to see what their goals have been. We've talked about the Muslim Brotherhood. I pointed out to you, I think it was in either the last broadcast I was on or the one previous, the things the Muslim Brotherhood wanted to do in America specifically in a document that was uncovered in the early 90s. Now, And Pamela takes you through and shows you here's what they wanted to do within this certain time span, and they gave years, and they've done it. And they're within just a few years of implementing all that they want to implement. And so you need to be aware of that. You need to be aware of what the enemy is doing so you can combat that. Also at sonsoflibertymedia.com, some black Americans are acting like the Ku Klux Klan. Well, they are, and this is written by a black brother, Jesse Lee Peterson. Check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. CIA Director John Brennan says ISIS, Islamic jihadists, aren't Muslims. They're psychopathic thugs. Well, we know they're psychopathic, but their psychopathism is on Islam. It's directed by Islam. That's where their psyches are trained at, is on the teachings of the Quran. So in one sense, he is telling you the truth. In the other sense, he's lying to you. They are Muslims. They really are. They really are jihadists. And John Brennan himself has been outed as one who has converted to Islam. Also, at sonsoflibertymedia.com, we don't usually do a lot of satire, but Daniel Odd has provided an article called Anonymous Hacked Hillary's Email Account, and here's what they discovered. And I think you'll find that satire has this way of making a point that sometimes articles with information for some people just don't make. And that's been doing really well. So check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also from Tom Dahlberg, is religious knowledge more objective than scientific knowledge? I think you'll find Tom's insights very informative, very encouraging in the fact that God knows better than men. And oftentimes, as men, they start with a wrong premise, and therefore they arrive at a wrong conclusion. It's like Bradley always says, you ask the wrong question, you're going to get the wrong answer, right? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Obama's warning letter to the Senate. Don't go messing with my Iran deal. And many of you are familiar with Tom Cotton and the letter that was drafted by some of the Republicans and Democrats against his negotiations with Iran, going directly to Iran and warning them, hey, look, we're a constitutional republic. Any negotiations you come under have to go by the Senate. So just because Obama might work something out with you, you might want to run that by and make sure that he's conveying that to the Senate. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Homosexual celebrities agree with American Family Association. Oh, do you believe that? They agree that kids need a mom and a dad. Now, here are some famous sodomites. I don't refer to them as homosexual. I refer to them as sodomites, who are clothing designers. Domenico Dolce, I'm not familiar with their names, and Stefano Gabbana. Apparently, these two were together engaging in sodomy for 23 years before breaking up in 2005. And now, here are practicing sodomites who say the family is one thing. In fact, I think they even use the term supernatural. It is supernaturally instituted, I believe is their language. You'll have to check that out to make sure. But it is supernaturally instituted, and they believe in a mother and father, not two men, not two women, not any of this other stuff that's being pushed on the American people. And guess what? Now they're going to feel the wrath of the radical sodomite community. Elton John has already come out and called for a boycott. Why? Well, because they're intolerant. They're engaging in the same thing he's engaging in. And yet, because they speak out against it, they're intolerant. Rand Paul, Hillary believes she is above the law. No, she is not. She's under the same law you and I are under. Michael Peruca at sonsoflibertymedia.com, the left and the right fake fight. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what the armed Black Panthers have recently done. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I want to just touch on a couple of other articles at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Black pastors protest homosexual speaker at historically black college. This is a woman who claims to be quote-unquote married to another woman. They brought her in here against even the school's own rules, and thank God for black pastors who are standing up against that. Thank God for any pastor who is standing up against that mess in this day. It is a sin. It is an abomination before God. And not only should we be standing up, we should be calling these people to repentance. We should be demanding that they repent before just and holy God. Bradley and I were having a conversation last night, and part of what we pointed to was how people want to give you the Jesus loves you kind of thing. Do you know that in Scripture when it talks about God loving and such, that's directed towards His people, those who are already His people. You need to catch that. Because the message that God loves you, this the modern-day gospel, which is no gospel, is not to be given to those who are still in their rebellion towards God. It's given to those whom God shows His work of grace in their life, and their life is changed. They repent from their sins, and they want to honor Him as God. When you read Romans, it's written to the church at Rome, the church, the assembly of God, the ecclesia in the Greek, the people of God. He says, when Christ died for you, when what? We were still sinners. John says that we love Him because He first loved us. And so I'm thankful for these pastors who have some intestinal fortitude to go make this stand. Praise God for that. Let them overcome in that area is my prayer. Also, at sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have the normalization of deviant behavior. This is by a new contributor of ours, Don Smith, and he's dealing with the current thing that's been going around the internet concerning Planet Fitness and a woman who was apparently changing in the women's locker room, and a man came in who quote-unquote self-identifies as a woman And she freaked out about that and pointed that out. And in the quote-unquote judgment-free zone of Planet Fitness, they attempted to judge her for judging the man for his confusion. I mean, seriously, folks, when I start thinking about some of this stuff, I was telling you about the woman with the education process, some of it just confuses me. Trying to figure out people's minds in what they're doing and in what they're engaging in. And as I told you the last time I was with you, they have been turned over by God to these kinds of minds, to a debased mind. That's Romans 1. I mean, for anybody saying, well, the Bible's not true, just look at what happens when people don't do what God says. They go right down the road of judgment that God says they will. Why? Because he turns them over to their own sin. And the more a society turns its back on God, the more the individuals of that society do the same. And that's why the command is for all of us, especially for those of us who name the name of Christ, to repent, to turn from our own sin. Then we'll see God do great things, things that you just cannot explain by some man's program or a law or any of this stuff. It is the work of the Spirit of God in the heart of man to change him to glorify God. Now, I want to focus on an article I just posted at sonsoflibertymedia.com today. On Monday, there was an open carry march down in the heart of Texas. There was an open carry march there. Now, open carry is pretty common in Texas. It's part of the law. You can open carry there. And a group of armed Black Panthers showed up. And they were making their way to the Texas Capitol. But it appears to me that they are there just like they were in Ferguson, and that is to incite an insurrection. They're not there about self-defense. They're not there about the keeping and bearing of arms. They were there, get this, they were there to call for the murder of police officers. Did you hear that? They were there to call for the murder of police officers. Here's some of the chants they gave. Oink, oink, bang, bang. A pig is a pig, that's what I said. The only good pig is a pig that's dead. And obviously, everybody knows the references to oinking and pigs is to police officers. Now, you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and you can actually watch the video of these people. Now, I give you a warning. They do use some obscenities within some of their little chants that they're doing. They're marching in order like they're a form of militia or military. With their guns. And, hey, look, I'm the last person against keeping and bearing arms. I'm the last person they'll talk about going to the gun range. And I'm the last person against that. But I am against people calling for the murder of other people. I am. I'm completely against that. The Bible's against that. You shall not kill. Or in the modern translation is you shall not murder. It makes a distinction between those who, the ones who kill, for instance, in a self-defense issue, or as Romans 13 gives power to those in authority to do it under the law of God, justly, to bring about the death sentence. That's one thing. To murder is something else, and that's what these guys are kind of. Out of the heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and that's what these guys are doing. Some of these guys were from the Huey P. Newton Gun Club, at least according to a couple of their patches on their jackets, and you can see that in the video as well. Some of their language, yes, was worthy of arrest and prosecution. I'm not sure exactly in Texas. I know that at least in our state, there are still some obscenity laws on the books. And you just don't go saying certain things out in public. It's not an issue of free speech. It's an issue of crime. And not breaking the law. I mean, this comes back to the differences of how your worldview, if you have an evolutionary view of the world and of government, well, then you can just start changing laws at will, moral laws. But if you have a biblical worldview, you don't move from that. In fact, there are many biblical laws we need to be going back to that are forefathers held to early on in America. But as they marched down the street, they also chanted, "Marching down the avenue, 20 more pigs and we'll be through." In other words, indicating we want to kill 20 more pigs. Then we'll be through. That's just, I guess, part of their rhyme. But understand something. This is not anything new with these guys. We've seen how they stirred up insurrection in Ferguson. I remember that several months ago. It still gets a lot of reads on the site. But they were used to stir up the people in Ferguson. Portland's had these kinds of protests against police officers as well. So is New York. And they've been blatantly, in some instances, calling, not for justice. Look at Michael Brown's mother and the man she's fornicating with. But it's not her husband. Look at them. Two degenerates. You want to know why Michael Brown is dead? Yeah, he's dead because of his actions. No question about it. But he didn't get there just in one step. There was a long parade of stuff that went on. And if you look at how his mother treated him and how this her boyfriend treated him, they don't want to have anything to do with him. But now that he's dead, they want to look like they were model upstanding parents. And boy, they are really upset he's dead, but they're out to get their 15 minutes of fame. That's what they're out for. And her boyfriend, you remember after the decision was made not to indict Darren Wilson, that he just lost it. Here's a man who can't even keep his pants up. And he just lost it, started calling for burning down the town. Is he in jail? Is she in jail? They were inciting riots. This is criminal activity. Why is there no one who will bring them to justice? The same reason there's nobody bringing the Black Panthers to justice over this little escapade that they did. Because they're tied to the same criminal administration who's bringing in your enemies among you, America. They're bringing and letting the jihadists flourish. They're stirring up the race relations in certain areas of our country. That's how they're thriving. And when we come back, I want to take you back in time just a little bit for the Black Panthers. And I want to show you the ties they have, even with the federal government. Stay with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back. I want to pick up here with the Black Panthers. Give you a little history here. What took place this week with these guys in the open carry march is not anything new. It's not something shocking. You're familiar with in 2008 that they were outside polling places where people go to vote and bringing intimidation to certain voters. As a result of that, the Obama Justice Department did absolutely nothing to them. They gave them a pass on that. You know what happens when you give criminals a pass? They don't learn anything. You just embolden them. And so that's what they have done to these guys. So much so that in January 2012, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, you had King Samir Shabazz, and if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you look on the picture for this article, his mug is on there. And the guy is so depraved, his heart is so full of hatred, that he has Kill Whitey tattooed on his face. Now, I don't know what brought him to all that. I don't know. It's a sin issue. There's no question about that. But this guy called for the Black Panthers to arm themselves and to kill all white people. In the terms that are used today, he was calling for a genocide of people with white skin. And not just going around killing people. He was talking about going and invading nurseries and killing little white babies. Now, friends, God's made us a kaleidoscope of different colored skin and different features and all of that, and I get that. We all came from the same two people, ultimately, Adam and Eve. And after the flood, we came from Noah and Noah's three sons and their family. I get that. We're from one blood. We're all made in the image of God. But here are people, because they will not honor the Creator as the Creator, they will twist things and they will distort what God has made so that then they can pontificate on that as to what is right and wrong. And for Mr. Shabazz, what is right is the murder of every white person on the planet. That's what he says he would be happy with. You can check out the video of him making these statements in the same article I'm referencing. Did the Department of Justice come over and say, well, wait a minute, we can't be having this because, you know, this is racist and, boy, this is inflammatory and boy, there's racism going on among the Black Panthers. Who knew? No, we didn't hear any of that mess. We didn't hear Barack Hussein Obama take to the podium and say, well, you know what? These guys are out of line. This is racist. And, you know, give his usual spiel of sticking his foot in his mouth like he normally does when there's a white person involved in some activity that involves a black person. We didn't hear any of that. In fact, we didn't hear a peep. Nobody was arrested. I mean, the guy is calling for murder. And yet they're allowed to stand. Some Black Panthers recently, many of whom in the Black Panther movement are converts to Islam and to the Nation of Islam. There is a little bit of difference, but basically they're going by the same book. Plan to bomb the St. Louis Arch, kill the prosecutor in the case of Michael Brown, and the Ferguson police chief. They somehow get busted for that, for planning, not carrying it out, for planning it. I have to ask you, what is the difference in planning that and what Mr. Shabazz says on the video, which is basically a call to do it, an incitement to do it? What's the difference? And yet one's allowed to be a leader within the Black Panther movement, free of any charges, and the others, well, they're in trouble, aren't they? Does any of that sound like lawful behavior, either on the Black Panther's part or the Department of Justice part at all? Either one. No. Both of them are acting criminally. Earlier this year, as 2015 began, Malik Zulu Shabazz said it was time to, quote-unquote, build up that army and, quote, go to the gun range. And in the first parts of his statements, he talked about that as being self-defense. Now, he's talking to the same crowd buying into the Black Panther propaganda. He's talking about self-defense. And as I told you before, I'm all about self-defense. I'm all about guns and arming oneself and protection and defense of oneself and one's family, one's neighbors, a free state, all of that stuff. All for it. Don't think our liberties to do that, and even our duties, I should say, even our duties to do that for one another, that is the demonstration of love. You say, love is being armed? Yes. Yes, it is. Let me ask you something. Let me take it down very practical. Husbands, somebody kicks in your door. They're wanting to kill your children. They're wanting to rape your wife. You're just going to stand there and let them do it? No, you demonstrate love for those that you love by taking out the bad guy. Well, that's not love towards him. No, that's stopping him from doing something he shouldn't be doing in the first place. But it is love for your family. And yet, over and over, I cannot believe my ears sometimes and my eyes when I read it, when there are men who stand in America's pulpits and say, no, I would pray for them. I would ask God to change them. I would ask God for repentance there because I love them. Well, my question to you, preacher who's preaching that nonsense and unbiblical doctrine, what about your love for your family? What about them? Telling me this nonsense, a man is old enough, he's of age, he should know better, especially in this culture, and he's too stupid to come in your house. Well, maybe he's not stupid to come in your house, if you think that. He's going to get away with whatever he wants. He'd be stupid to come in my house because I love my family. And I love the people around me. So where is our love? Well, as Mr. Shabazz was pointing out, he was trying to talk about self-defense. But we all know the members of the Black Panthers have had this attitude for decades. Their racism just overwhelms anything you heard out of the KKK. And they were bad, too. They were wrong, too. They were sinful, and they were criminal, too. But here's the thing. He points out this stuff. And what he's telling them, basically, is giving them a call to arms for a war in America against people with white skin. Actually, it's not even white. Hold a piece of paper up. That's white. Nobody's that color. I love Ken Ham's illustration of that. He holds up a piece of black paper. Anybody this color? No, nobody's that color. But I understand we work in with certain definitions of what we understand. I just want us to see what's going on. We just have different color of pigmentation of skin. But that's where the hatred comes from. There are people with the same color of skin as these guys who do very well in America for themselves. And apart from some of the political mess that we've heard of recent, look at Dr. Ben Carson. Incredible neurosurgeon who has done very well for himself without the aid of government. In fact, without the aid of the Black Panthers. He's got some political problems, there's no doubt. He's got some constitutional issues he's got to work out, no doubt. But he's done very well for himself. Alan West, I think he's a great guy. Got some constitutional issues I think he needs to work over. But he's done well for himself. And we could go down the line with many upstanding people who've done well for themselves, who are considered black in our country. So there is this subculture of people who want to stir up everybody else. And this is what Bradley's been talking about. These things have been settled in the past. There is this stirring of these racial tensions, which have already been dealt with. And yet they want to stir them up again. Again, I'm all for these people keeping and bearing arms, going to the gun range, training in a militia. Yeah, I said that. And for the Connecticut senator who wants to ban magazines, saying that people are arming themselves against the government, well, yeah, that's part of what the Second Amendment is. Yeah. I'm for training the militia to defend a free state. A free state, not one under communist rule or Islamic rule. But I'm not for the calling of the murder of police officers. And I'm not for the calling of genocide for violent activity that is unlawful. We'll finish up on this other side of the break. Stick around.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV's Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickery city on the hill get its shine back.
I touch on the red, white, and the blue. I think all the air.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Attention, listeners.
Welcome back. Final segment of Sons of Liberty today. And I want to finish by asking you, who are the people who are empowering these Black Panthers and people like them? Who are the people who are doing this? And I've already made reference once to the 2008 incident of their intimidation of voters in Philadelphia. I've also made reference to the 2012 calls for the murder of white people. They weren't dealt with then, so what do they think they can get away with? It's not going to be long before these guys actually start setting up in the streets and start shooting people. Now, understand that when they took this march this past week, they went in the heart of Texas. Now, I know there's some Hispanics that are coming in down there. There's a large population of white people there. They came right down and got in the middle of it. They didn't take it to Chicago. They didn't take it to Oakland. They certainly didn't come here in Clover, South Carolina. Because we would have shut that stuff down real quick. That just wouldn't have happened. And it's not because we're racist. It's we wouldn't have put up with that stuff. The calls for the murder of people? No, we wouldn't have put up with that. So they're being emboldened, one, by justice not being brought upon them. I'm going to take you over to Scripture. The Bible says, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. And a lot of people say, well, yeah, well, Paul was writing that when Caesar was, you know, over Rome and stuff, and he was an ungodly man, and he was. And even Jesus said to Pilate, you have no authority except God's given it to you. That was not a thing of saying, Pilate, everything you do is right on with God. That's not what Jesus was saying. He's saying you've been given an authority by God, and yet you're using that authority to condemn an innocent man? It's sort of a backhand. Verse 2 of Romans 13, therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works. Pastors who hold to this thing, if you just submit to everything the government puts out and on, you need to understand what that's saying. These rulers are not to be a terror to good works. So if they're telling you to do things that are unlawful, and our pastors will often say, well, if they're actually doing anything that's sinful, okay, well, what is that? Sin is transgression against the law. If they're asking you to do something against God's law, and you can find that in the Old Testament, then you should not do it. You should not submit yourself to that. Why? Because then they've usurped their authority. They're not acting as those under God. They have become tyrants. They have become a law unto themselves. And so he says, rulers are not meant to be a terror to you who are doing good, who are being obedient to God, but to evil. And then Paul asks, do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good. You'll have praise from the same. For he's God's minister. I remember from the 2012 election when I was pointing out Mitt Romney's not only his liberal agenda that he had a record for, but the fact he was a Mormon. He believes one day he will be God, and that God, who the God of the Bible, was once man. That's what he believes. But Paul says, the one who takes that position is supposed to be God's minister. And people would say, well, we don't have a pastor-in-chief. Of course we don't have a pastor-in-chief. But he's God's minister, and he's there for your good. He's supposed to be anyway. But if you do evil, be afraid. For he does not bear the sword in vain, for he's God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore you be subject to it. But that's in the context of him doing what is right before God because he's God's minister. And when he gets out from under that, he has to be called back to the same standard as anybody else, and that is God's law. Now, because the ministers of God in this country have not brought to bear justice upon the Black Panthers, some of these guys calling for this stuff, it emboldens them and it puts other people's lives in danger. Do you understand that? They have not dealt with them. Eric Holder let them off the hook. In fact, what is interesting in all of this is Barack Obama is good friends with a domestic terrorist, Bill Ayers, formerly with the Weather Underground, until he figured that wasn't working, so he cut his hair, put on his suit, and go teach in America's colleges his radical ideas. Attorney General Eric Holder was involved in an armed takeover of a former Columbia University ROTC office. Did you know that? That's your attorney general. That's your, I don't even want to call him a president. I think he's a usurper to the office. That's your two top guys. How in the world did these guys clear a background check, a criminal background check, to have any kind of security clearance at all in this country is beyond my understanding, except there's only one answer, and that's corruption. Plain and simple, corruption. How are men who are tied to known terrorists, look, Bill Ayers has said one time, my bombings weren't like the Boston bombings. No, they didn't have the same ideology that was behind them. That's true. Nevertheless, they were out to kill innocent people. Bill Ayers' girlfriend, at the time, they were going to bomb a military dance, or a dance where there were military people who were going to be there. And you know why they didn't get it bombed? His girlfriend actually tripped the bomb and blew herself up. Bill Ayers is a terrorist. He's friends with Barack Obama. He is the author of Barack Obama's book, Dreams of My Father. That's admitted by him on video. Do you want to know why these people aren't being dealt with? Because the people who are supposed to be God's ministers for justice, for punishing the evildoer and protecting and praising those who do good, You know what? They're in the same bed as the evildoer. And now we see the evildoers being brought forth, those in the Sodomite community and those in the Islamic community and those in the criminal community being lifted up, and those who are supposed to be doing good as the ones who put down. Those are the ones targeted as domestic terrorists. Going back to the 1960s in the Oakland shooting of police, do you know that it was an FBI, a former FBI informant, who was responsible not only for teaching the Black Panthers to use their guns, but he did so by supplying them with weapons before those shootouts? Are we to think that that doesn't happen today? Are we to think that our government isn't involved in that today? Everybody knows about Iran-Contra. At least people my age do. We know about what's going on in Syria and the Middle East, where we've been funneling money and training jihadists and arming them, and now we want to cry as though, oh, we didn't know they were going to do all this. And yeah, on the other side of the aisle, there are people like John McCain and Lindsey Graham who've been involved in it. It's treason against the United States according to the Constitution. There's no question in my mind it is. Members of Congress voted for some of that funding. And we have a Justice Department who knowingly and willfully supplied thousands of weapons across the U.S.-Mexico border in Operation Fast and Furious in order to not only supply them to Mexican drug cartels, but also to use it as a pretext to go after law-abiding Americans' guns. You don't think they have anything to do with arming some of these people? Is there not even a little bit of suspicion? This is going to continue because America allows it and because America has been trapped in this little thing called the right-left paradigm. They like the rhetoric the right gives them without any justice being brought to bear, without any rhetoric being, with all the rhetoric there, without any justice, without any resolve from politicians who won't get it done. How long have the investigations been going on into Fast and Furious? How long? Nobody's lost a job, not one article of impeachment, not any of that. And yet we cheer with our pom-poms every time one of those guys get up and says something and says, yeah, you gave it to them. But there's no justice. And there's no resolve. Why do we let that happen? I would say it's because we've forgotten God is the law. King David said that he meditated on God's law every day, every night. He relished in the fact that God was just and he was holy, and he recognized that. Do we, America? It doesn't seem that we do. I'm telling you. 1 John 3:18. See you next time. Take care.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited.